This is North Coast News on KINS.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. This Thursday, in Arcata City Council will hold a special listening session to update the community on the David Josiah Lawson murder investigation and to talk about student and community safety strategies. The council community meetings will be held in the Arcata City Council chamber at 6 p.m. The community reward program for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person responsible for that April 15th homicide now stands at an excess of $50,000. Community members donating $26,000 to a fund held at the city and an additional $30,000 to a fund held by the family. Award eligibility requires the information provided leads directly to the arrest and conviction of the person responsible. A public hearing happening in Fortuna on January 2nd, City Council will meet to consider amending the city's comprehensive fee schedule to add a fee for the filing of notices of cultivation as required for personal marijuana cultivation within the city. All interested parties and members of the public are invited to attend and be heard at the hearing. And a copy of the agenda and the full staff report can be found at friendlyfortuna.com. The meeting starts at 6 that night in council chambers. Humboldt County urging residents to make a New Year's resolution surrounding emergency preparedness. Officials say the occurrence of a natural disaster in Humboldt County is a matter of when, not if. The main focus of emergency preparedness is getting a family plan ready and assembling provisions and supplies. Start gathering supplies and provisions that could keep your family fed and hydrated for up to 2 weeks. A gallon of water per person daily is recommended. An adequate supply of non-perishable food should be kept on hand as well. And don't forget to plan for pets. In addition to storing food and water, residents should also have an emergency kit that includes flashlights, batteries, first aid necessities, lighters, sleeping bags, and medications. California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection with some new information regarding the 2017-2018 California Climate Investments Grant Funds. CAL FIRE administering the grant funds to partners through grant awards that will help the state reduce greenhouse gas emissions and sequester carbon. Up to $200 million available through CAL FIRE's forest health grants, including conservation easements through the California Forest Legacy Program, plus fire prevention grants. Up to $20 million in grant funds available through CAL FIRE's urban and community forestry program as well. Well, a giant ham bone helped Shelter Cove Fire rescue a large dog on a cliff at Dead Man's Beach Christmas Eve morning. The dog had been walking with her owner and had climbed 70 feet up a cliff and got stuck. Arriving crews made the ascent and got close enough to the dog, named Sadie, so that one firefighter could grab the dog. He held the animal, and a second firefighter helped with a descent back down to safety. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.